The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host and fellow realtor and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
How are you? I'm great.
I'm good.
Thank you. We have with us Terry Stokey, who is no stranger to our program, certified credit counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Bye. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and you can see what construction is going on this week at the corners.
You never know.
What was nice is they put down new sidewalks with the construction and everything. Then 2 months later, they were breaking them up because they had to redo them. That's your tax money, hard at work.
Yeah, well, didn't they do one section like three or four times?
Oh, they got to get it right one of these times.
Well, hopefully.
Eventually.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Facebook. Okay, Terry Stokey, certified credit counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service of Northeast PA. Tell me about you, what you do day-to-day, and the company you're involved with, Advantage, please.
Well, people may know us as Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeastern PA. About 2 years ago, we were acquired by Advantage Credit Counseling. So our main office is now in Pittsburgh on the other side of the state. But we still have a local presence. We're still located at 401 Laurel Street in Pittston. I've been with the agency over 18 years. Was primarily education director, but now my primary job is a certified credit counselor, which I'm really enjoying. But I'm still doing some education. I'm still out in the community a little bit.
So there's some outreach still.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of people have questions about credit.
Yep.
And how to build it, how to get it, how to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you are very busy at what you do. You know, a lot of times people buying a house, they want to buy a house, they want to look at houses, but they have no idea what their credit score is. And it's such a big part of purchasing a home.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, purchasing a car.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, even employers pull credit, and it's important. It's with us for our lifetime.
Oh,
so
it is.
If someone's out there is looking to get maybe a first-time home buyer, purchase a home, you know, what would you tell them as a credit counselor to do?
Well, we are a certified HUD counseling agency, so we do offer pre-purchase counseling. These services are free. Before people start looking for a home, it's a good idea to go through a pre-purchase session to be sure they're ready. You know, we go through all the stages. The whole session takes about 2 hours. We give them a certificate, you know, when they finish. And before, you know, another benefit, if they do a pre-purchase counseling session, before someone signs a sales agreement, there is some a program through Fannie Mae where before they sign a sales agreement, they would get a $300 credit toward their closing costs, you know, when they do find a home. But the thing is, it has to be before they sign a sales agreement.
Okay.
But, you know, anything helps. So that's $300 less they'll have to pay, you know, at closing. So we go over all of the aspects of buying a home with them, make sure they're ready financially for it. And it's, you know, we go over the credit report. So we know that they're ready. If they have any blemishes out there, you know, we'll advise them how to go about straightening things out to get them ready to buy a home.
So Advantage Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit community service?
Yes. We're a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
Our funding, you know, we have grants. We're a HUD-certified counseling agency. So, you know, we work with HUD. We work with Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, you know, because they have some mortgage programs, you know, some grant-related projects. So,
so some of the things that you do, budget counseling, credit report review, debt management, emergency mortgage counseling mitigation, mm-hmm. first-time homebuyer counseling, reverse mortgage counseling, mm-hmm. financial literacy programs, and bankruptcy counseling yes. and education. So you offer a wide variety of services.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So getting back to that first-time homebuyer, they should come to you and check out their credit, see what their credit is, and yes. if they need to fix, repair, straighten out, build, you'll help them with that?
Yes, we will advise them how to go about that so that they can get ready, you know, for homeownership. You know, a good thing about that, like I said, is going over that credit report. A lot of people like to go to Credit Karma. And I always hear that during my counseling sessions. And, you know, what I tell them is it's a great free service, but there are errors just like anything else. And, you know, we may have someone come in, you know, they're on top of their credit game, they use Credit Karma, and they know their credit score is awesome, and they come into us, and we might pull one of the major credit bureaus, and there may be a charge-off or a collection out there that wasn't on Credit Karma. I mean, talking about bursting someone's bubble, you know, I mean, it's disheartening. So I always tell people, well, yeah, that's a fun way to stay on top of things for free, but definitely take advantage of getting the free credit report that you're entitled to once a year by going to annualcreditreport.com. And you can pull all three credit reports at once. That's great to do, especially if you're thinking about making a major purchase, such as a home, because not all creditors report to all three credit bureaus. So you can pull all three at the same time, and each one will be slightly different. But if they're not making a major purchase, I usually suggest they stagger ordering the credit report, order a different one every 4 months. And this is where they're kind of keeping a rolling check on it.
The importance of a credit report mm-hmm. and having a good credit score is, we mentioned a bunch of things at the beginning, but also your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance.
Yep.
I know I went for different quotes on insurance, and the insurance salesman mm-hmm. made a comment of how good our credit score was. And that actually contributed to us having a lower rate. So people might be saying, well, I'm not buying a house, I'm not buying a car, but everybody has insurance on something.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I can save some money, I'd like to save some money.
Yeah, people don't realize it. They think that their credit's only being checked when they, you know, when they are trying to apply for a credit card, looking for a loan. But no, you know, if people lost their jobs and they're looking for a job, their credit's potentially being checked by that new employer, looking for any kind of insurance that's being checked. So, you know, it is important to stay on top of the credit.
Yeah, Jackie mentioned that in the beginning. If potential employers, if mm-hmm. you're going in applying for a job, they pull your credit score too.
Yes, they do.
Now, if you're looking for an apartment also, people, I know lots of landlords that pull people's credit.
Absolutely.
To see if they're worthy. So score really affects a lot of aspects of your life.
Oh, it does. I mean, when I used to go to high schools, I would tell the students, you know, that's your report card for life. So you can't mess with it. It's important to stay on top of it.
That's good. I like that. A report card for life.
Yep.
Well, Credit Karma is well known. They do a lot of advertising. Mm-hmm. They're on TV with their commercials. And mm-hmm. so I could see why and it's popping up on computer screens all over the place. So people might say, okay, this is free. Let me check mm-hmm. it out. But you make a really good point, because that credit score is often different mm-hmm. than the ones that the lender pulls.
Absolutely.
And then the one that if you go purchase a car, you know, the auto dealer pulls. So, and there's a discrepancy, and it's often to that person's amazement.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I mean, even if you pay to get the score, because if you go on annualcreditreport.com, the report is free, but you have to pay for the score.
And even what's the fee?
Anywhere from $7.95 to $15,
okay.
depending on the bureau. However, with that in mind, I did find out recently that if that Experian has a site, www.freecreditscore.com is Experian's free website, access unlimited times, and they update the score once a month. So that's a good way to stay on top of it as well. But if you get your score and then you go to get a pre-approval for a mortgage, chances are the score is going to be different, because just as you said, you know, lenders are looking at different criteria, you know, the way they base their scores. Car dealerships are looking at different criteria. So it's not going to be the same as what they're seeing. So sometimes it might be a little surprised.
A little off.
Yeah.
And it's usually the one that's pulled by the automobile dealership or the bank mm-hmm. is lower. So it's often to that person.
Yeah, it's never any higher.
No.
Yeah. It's all surprised. Look, you have an 800 credit score.
Yeah, it might be a little lower, but that's just because of the criteria.
It sounds like Credit Karma is to you like Zillow is to me.
Oh, a Zestimator. Let me go get a Zestimate.
The Zestimate, which is, you know, we often have to
battle with them.
Yeah, tell people that, you know, don't go by that. Yeah.
And I'm not knocking Credit Karma altogether, because like I said, it gives you a rough idea. And I'm not saying the other credit bureaus don't make mistakes, because there are millions of errors out there. That's why it's important to stay on top of it, because you don't want to be in for any surprises. You know, you're in the real estate business, someone finds the home of their dreams and they can't wait to, you know, put an offer on that house. And then they find a surprise on their credit report that should have been dealt with before they started looking.
Oh, there was a surprise on my credit report. I pulled it a few years ago, and it said that I've had a Sears card since 1965. So I was like crawling around, and I guess I had a Sears card.
How does that happen?
Well, my
right?
dad, we had the same name. We lived at the same address. Thank God he paid his bills because it actually raised everything up. But I was like, this isn't me. But you know what? Well,
it happens. It happens more times than you know.
So what did you have to do to straighten that out?
I didn't do anything. I was like, this is good.
So that was a good experience.
It was
to pay their bills on time. But imagine if it was the reverse.
Yeah, if my dad was a deadbeat, I would have fought
it. Then you'd
have to send in a birth certificate.
It's not worth it. Is it worth it? It's not hurting me. That one wasn't hurting.
No, that's not hurting you.
No.
But there's mistakes like that all the time.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why, you know, sometimes that's just as important, because when you pull your credit report, it's showing, you know, your residences, your date of birth, social security number, it's showing all that on there, your employment history. It's showing all that on the credit report. So, you know, sometimes it's important to stay on top of it if you're going to make, you know, any major purchases as well, just so everything is up to date.
Well, it sounds like it's, even if you're not buying a house, you're right, stay on top of it.
Absolutely.
know where you are in terms of your score, and what if look at it from time to time, because anything can pop up.
Yes, anything, you know. And you know, pulling a couple credit reports, especially if you're looking to make a major purchase, you know, sometimes, you know, I had one client tell me they pulled two different ones, and one score was really low, maybe in the 500s, and they pulled a different one, and it was something like in the 800s. And it's like, how does this happen?
Because
information was so different between the two. Because, you know, as you're trying to help the person, they're telling you what their debts are, and then they're saying, well, there's some that are missing that maybe weren't on the one credit report, and then they had a copy of the other one. And like I said, creditors don't report to all three bureaus, so it was just that big of a difference, because not everything was reported, you know, to the one credit bureau.
Interesting. Okay, so when you're working with people to help them establish credit, or you're helping them make a major purchase in their life, get ready, you know, what are the first steps?
Well, the first step is pull your credit report, see what it looks like, see what your score is. Some, you know, lenders like to see that people have a good credit mix. You know, do they have a mortgage? Do they have a car loan? Do they have revolving credit? Do they have student loans? And if there's not much credit out there to arrive at a score, sometimes it makes it a little difficult. So a couple things I can tell people. I mean, secured credit is kind of a no-brainer for a lender, because they're saving up the money. They have to have the money in their savings account, because that's acting as collateral for the, say, a credit card. And maybe the person just wants a small limit, say $500 to start. They would have to have $500 in their savings account, and the financial institution would put a hold on their savings for the whole limit until they prove to this lender, well, I am responsible. I know how to pay my bills on time. I'm not going to go crazy, you know, and go over the limit or get close to the limit. And then after maybe a year or so, eventually they'll have an unsecured credit card. So that's kind of a good thing, because the lender has nothing to lose. Okay. However, if you don't make the payment, they will withdraw from the savings account. But you don't want them to do that, because you're trying to prove a point. I can do this, okay? Another thing sometimes people can do, if they have a close family member that, you know, has a good credit history, sometimes they can ask them if they would add them to their credit card as an authorized user. What that does is give them a credit card in their name, but the bill continues to go to the primary cardholder. So what's happening is the person looking for credit, they're getting the benefit of the person with the good credit. They're kind of piggybacking off of that payments, that person's payment history, because as the original owner is making the payment, that payment history is getting reported on, you know, the new person trying to get credit as well.
Okay. So I'm thinking like a parent and a child situation.
Yeah.
So there has to be a lot of trust.
Absolutely.
You know, because it could work the opposite.
Absolutely. Now, one thing I tend to avoid, I'll tell people, you know, you can ask about a cosigner, but that could get sticky. Because, you know, when you think about it, if you're having a bad month and you can't swing that payment, make sure you go to that person who co-signed for you and let them know. because as authorized user, they are just as responsible to make that payment as you are. And if neither of you make the payment, I'm sure that's damaged an awful lot of relationships over the years. So that can get sticky. I tend not to tell. I mean, I'll mention it to them, but I'll say, you know, if I had my option, I would definitely not go that route. I would try, you know, one of the others, you know, secure credit or maybe become an authorized user on someone's card. I mean, they don't even have to use the card. You know, get the credit card and shred it. But that other person's payment history is getting reported on your credit as well. But I always tell them, too, if they're going to ask someone to add them as an authorized user, to check with the credit card company and make sure they're going to report the payment history on their report as well. Because if it's a smaller organization, there may be a fee attached, and then they may not be likely to do it. So they may want to check that out before they do it.
Okay. We have with us today Terry Stokey, certified credit counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. Thanks for being here with us. We're headed towards a break. Pat, before we go to break, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a two-bedroom home at 135 Smith Street in Dunmore for only $59,000. This home sits on a large lot of 62 by 151. It's in a great neighborhood. It's got plenty of off-street parking. This home also has low taxes of only $1,400 a year. This home could use some updates, but the bones of the home are good. The seller is only accepting cash offers at this time, so they can't use any credit counseling on this one. So they're not, it's not going to go FHA or anything. So that's a two-bedroom home on a large lot with low taxes at 135 Smith Street in Dunmore for only $59,000. And that's listed by Dan Callahan of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the year-to-date Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for multifamily dwellings. We have a median list price list year-to-date of $99,650, and that's up. That list price is up 5%. We have a median sales price, which is up 15% to $69,000. Still, that market really has
never recuperated.
Never
did it?
Recovered. That price is still way lower than it was several years back. The number of multifamily homes sold year-to-date is up 5.5%. Good news. Pending multifamily listings are up 22.8%, and the active listings are down 4%, and year-to-date new listings are down 0.5%. So it's moving in the right direction, but it's still, I think, suffering a little bit.
Yeah, but if it keeps going this way, it'll go up with this trend.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, drone pilot, Pat Devaney.
That's me. We were just talking about the drones. Pictures on the break.
Yeah, we offer in-house drone footage of spectacular views and spectacular properties. So that's a nice service we offer at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
FAA licensed.
Yes, and you have to be to provide drone pictures commercially.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to be licensed if it's a hobby.
No, and, you can fly it all over the place.
Yes, sure. But if you have it, and we do, we use them on our listings. and check out the listings at jready.com. I mean, not every house has
a drone picture. Can't do every house.
Right. We can't do every house, but there are land listings and property listings that have some drone footage. And you do a nice little video and still pictures. So yes. it's a great service that we provide our clients.
Some areas we can't fly. Like there's a guy down by the airport. He wanted, I was like, we can't do that.
Right. So check out jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, to view our listings, search the MLS listings, or to even listen to archive radio shows. Terry Stokey is with us today. She's a certified credit counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. We're having a great discussion with you regarding credit and what people need to do, especially that first-time home buyer that's looking to make a major purchase in life, especially a first home. Mm-hmm. Can you break down the credit score for us, please?
Absolutely. What's
it all about?
Yeah, really. What is a credit score? What is it?
Well, a credit score is a three-digit number ranging from 300 to 850 that basically measures your credit worthiness. Okay, and obviously, the higher your credit score is, the better options for you financially. Okay, because it means you're going to get lower rates when you're looking, when you're shopping for any kind of credit. So it's important, you know, it's going to be beneficial for you. So there are five parts to the credit score. And number one, your payment history. That's 35% of your score, the biggest piece of the credit score pie. So the best way to maintain good credit or build good credit is to pay your bills on time.
On time.
Each and every month, right. Okay.
So the uh-ohs go a lot further than the attaboys, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. Okay. The second part, which is the next highest part, are amounts owed. And that's 30% of your score. And, you know, a big thing that I see as a counselor, you know, when people come in and they're struggling, sometimes they have to fall back on the credit cards to survive. And they don't realize that the more they're using that credit card, the closer their balance is to that limit, the lower their credit score is going to be. So kind of a rule of thumb, that people want to try not to use any more than about 30% of what the limit is because they want to keep those balances low on those credit cards.
So they can just open 20 more credit cards and keep balances really low.
They should keep the balances low. Now, with that in mind, you said 20 credit cards bring something else. We're kind of getting off topic here. But there's something called a credit utilization ratio. And what some, you know, lenders may look at, they pull a credit report, they see what credit cards the person has, how much they owe on each credit card, and they'll total up the balances to see what the total damage is that they owe. Then they add up what the limits are to see how much access to credit they have. They divide these two totals and come up with this credit utilization ratio. And the higher the ratio is, the lower your score is going to be. So that brings to mind into this topic with amounts used that if someone's making a major purchase, now is not the time to go closing out old accounts. Trust me, if your lender has a problem, they're going to let you know, okay? Because by closing out those accounts, it's going to lower that ratio and you still owe the same amount of money, so or the ratio is going to be higher, I should say, and that's going to have a negative impact on your score. So definitely now would not be the time to close out an account, okay? Once the house is, you're in the house and you want to close out those accounts, then by all means, go ahead. You know, if you're tempted that you're afraid you're going to use them and get over your head, absolutely. But you don't want to do it when you're making a
Yeah, and
purchase.
You would think that you're doing a proactive, positive thing by closing accounts, but you're saying, no, it takes you take a ding.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so your lender will let you know if there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Next highest thing is length of your credit history. The older the accounts are, the more positive it is on your credit report because it's showing you have a longer history of using credit the right way. So that's 15% of your score. New debt is 10% of your score. People only want to apply for new credit when they really need it. Also, something to keep in mind, if they're shopping for a mortgage lender, let's say, if they shop several companies within a 30-day time frame, it's only going to count as one inquiry on their credit report. Unlike if they were looking for miscellaneous credit cards, that will hurt them. But when they're looking for a mortgage, a car loan, student loan, if they're doing their shopping within 30 days, they only count as one inquiry in each category.
So they can speak to five different lenders, have five different reports pulled, and it would only count as one.
Yes.
How about when we were talking about in the first half of the show where they go to Credit Karma or they go to the free services, the annual report that they get for free, and say they start doing more than one report and they're doing it every month. Do they? I know there's some things that are in your line of work that are called hard and soft pulls.
Yes.
Are they considered a hard pull?
If you are checking your own credit score. That is a soft poll. Actually, it's considered a consumer inquiry that has no bearing on your score whatsoever.
Okay. So oh, it's a soft poll.
No. Yeah, because the myth is every time I go to a credit karma and look at it, it lowers my score.
No, you're looking at your own credit report, so that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. The last 10%, do you have a healthy mix, which I alluded to before? Lenders like to see you have a good combination of credit. And this is important, especially if it's somebody with very limited credit history, that there may not even be enough to arrive at a score. As people get older and build a thicker credit file, that tends to have a little less impact, but it's important in the beginning if you don't have much credit out there.
So have a mix.
Have a mix.
Let me ask you something. Does medical bills, can they go against you? If I have unpaid medical bills, do they go against my credit score too?
Eventually, that will show up on your credit report. Sometimes what they'll do is turn them over to a collection agency, but I believe now there was something passed a while back where a medical bill shouldn't be on your credit report unless it's at least 6 months old. You know, you're hashing it out with the insurance companies
right,
to
right.
see what's covered.
Yeah, because this stuff takes months and months and
absolutely.
Months.
Absolutely. So it will, you know, sometimes we do see medical bills out there. And we have a program called Debt Management to help people get their credit under control. And some of the accounts we can include in a debt management program, obviously credit cards is a biggie. If there's any collections out there, we can try and put them on the program. It doesn't guarantee that they're going to accept it. And sometimes medical bills. But the same thing, we can't guarantee it until we send them a proposal and see if they will allow it.
Well, something we like to impress upon people, especially when they're in the midst of a purchase, is not to open new credit. So don't go for that new car.
No.
Don't go to the furniture store and open credit. Even if it's 0% for the first year, it's still open credit.
Absolutely. So have to pay it back.
Don't buy those, purchase those appliances till after the
absolutely.
Closing.
After.
Absolutely. Because your credit's going to get checked right before the closing. And now all of a sudden you have all this additional credit out there. Okay, well, now are you going to afford that mortgage payment? Are you going to afford this additional, these additional monthly payments, your utilities? Maybe not. So now's not a good time to go making additional purchases. Save it till after you're in the house.
So right before the closing, the bank pulls your credit again. So people think they're in the clear.
Nope.
We need to emphasize this because people, I think it just bounces off of them.
Yes.
You know, we've seen it where people go and get $10,000 worth of furniture, and now they go to the closing of the house and it can't go through.
Now, big mistake.
And what are you going to do with the furniture now?
you have major problems, more
big
problems.
Time.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the great things Advantage Credit Counseling Service now offers, it's really nifty in today's modern digital society, you offer a new service. What is it?
Yes, we do. You know, typically when people need a face-to-face appointment, they would have to physically come into our office. But we now offer remote counseling. So even if it's somebody in a rural area that isn't near any of our offices, we can still provide home buyer counseling, pre-closing counseling, and on a remote basis. The client would have to have an email address. They would also have to have a cell phone with webcam capability or a computer with a camera. And they would have to download an app called GoToMeeting because that's how it's facilitated. And we can do it all remotely over the phone. The client can see the counselor can see the client, they can see what's happening. So it really is a nice service because we can really help literally just about anybody now.
Right. How does someone get in touch with you and your Advantage Credit Counseling Service, please?
They could call us toll free at 888-511-2227. Okay, and we are online at advantageccs.org. And we also have an online system called Online Budget Advisor that people can go in and try and create a budget online. So they could do that. But by all means, everything is by appointment. All the counselors are friendly. I can, you know, justify that. I can, you know, account for that. I've spoken to each and every one of them. They're all really, really nice. So they're down to earth. They're here to help people. So by all means, give us a call if you need some help with your finances.
Thank you, Terry. Would you come back next week?
Absolutely.
Terry Stokey, certified credit counselor and educator with Advantage Credit Counseling Service. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, this is beautiful. We have an amazing 3-bedroom, 2-bath home that is only 8 years old in the private community of Moosic Lakes at 34 Little Lake Road for $397,000. This lovely corner lot ranch style home has a lake view from the covered front porch. This home has an open concept with plenty of natural light, beautiful hardwood floors, a large kitchen, a large master bedroom with a master bath, a giant four-car garage with an enclosed breezeway. It's got a patio, a fire pit. It's got lake rights to the two lakes. It's got a beach area, community center, volleyball. This is nice.
Wow, that
yeah,
sounds
I'm,
nice.
I'm going. I'm going to need some credit counseling for this one, though. This home was built handicap accessible, and the poured concrete basement is waiting to be finished. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath home at 34 Little Lake Road in Moosic Lakes for $397,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.